Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Okay, everyone. Every once in a while here on the Dom Giordano program, sometimes more than others, because I love this stuff, I look for it. You have someone that calls in. They make a point about something going on that relates to the big picture, but right here. I'm looking for the Trump economy because the stories that I see are that it's booming. And yet, Republicans are having trouble. I think as we go into the midterm, everything tells me that. And we had a guy call in, a businessman who's crazy enough to run a manufacturing business, or just bold enough to do it, in North Philly. Very difficult to do it, the hostile city environment to business and all that. He told us that he was going to be going in either that day or the next day. I forget which one. He'll tell us. He's here with us. And give $1.50 an hour raise to his employees. And then he was going to tell them the reason for this. It was unscheduled, whatever. It's due to what's happening in the economy, the Trump economy. So I said, hey, Bruce, when you do that, tell us what you said. And then what's the reaction of the people that you employ? How are they feeling about that? Do they look like Trump? You got to be kidding me. Come on. This is due to Jim Kenney. This has got to be due to President Obama. It's President Obama that gave us that raise, not Trump. Let's go to Bruce in Lower Gwynedd here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Bruce, thanks for making yourself available again today. How you doing?
Hi, good morning. Doing well. Thank you.
Good. So that's kind of the gist of your call and what happened. So you went in and you did this. Take us through this. What did you say and what happened?
So it was the day we spoke. It was about an hour after we spoke, and I gathered the employees, and recognizing that you're a former teacher, I decided to do it kind of in a didactic manner. I said, okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to institute a non-merit-based raise. And then I said, I'll explain why, but I'm curious to hear from you why I would just give a raise to everybody.
I wish I had that on tape. That is a great question. That's wonderful. Yes. And what were some of the responses?
So the first one, who's a type A personality, says, oh, that means you're going to do away with bonuses and no more merit. So I said, well, that would be the half empty glass, but no, that's not the answer. Somebody else said, well, we're making less mistakes in the plant. I said, you are, and you're doing a great job, but I said this is non-merit-based, so that's
right.
Not the answer. So somebody else said, well, it's because we're busy. I said, yeah, you're getting warm, and somebody said the economy's strong, and I said warmer. So I said at that point, well, look, this is all due to a change in the way the federal government the changes they've instituted since Mr. Trump came on. And I said that, you know, they went to CEOs of large corporations. They didn't talk to me, but they said, you know, would you, as large company CEOs, would you rather have deregulation or would you rather have, tax reform? And the preponderance of the CEOs apparently said less regulation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, having said that, they did give us tax reform, which repatriated trillions of dollars. And I said to the employees, you know, who cares if they repatriate trillions of dollars? Well, that money ends up in your 401k account, because if Apple buys back their own stock, you know, the value of Apple goes up, and that's reflected in your 401k.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you know, personal income rates are down. I said, I've got more money than I'm seeing every week in my pay, just as you are. So I said, bottom line, it's all of the above. You know, we're doing well. We're busy. And it just made sense to do this. And again, the type A personality guy stands up and goes, "So we're making America great again."
Right? Hey, I wasn't there a round of applause when you did this. Did people say, you know, so what's the reaction then when you say that? Did it sink through? Was there rejection of it or people at least? I mean, you're really doing the work that Republicans ought to be doing by linking these things together. You know, Bruce, I often say, I've said from the beginning of talk radio, when one of my kids got his first job, if I could be there, or if Republicans were smart, when a person got that first paycheck and then they looked how much was taken out, particularly a poor kid working, you know, the taxes and everything else and all these stupid fees, and you could pounce at that point and say, who is it that's in favor of that? We're the party that's not. It's like brand identification for a long period of time. So what did the workers say?
Well, there was a lot of stunned silence, to be honest with you. Now, when I went through my points, point by point, I was getting a lot of nodding of heads.
Mm-hmm.
They each thanked me and really didn't give me a lot of feedback on the political side of it. And I would say to your comment about the Republican Party should be doing it, the Republican Party should be doing it. And, they're terrible. You do have to take it upon yourself to get the message out.
Well, good for you, too, because, Bruce, let me probe this with you, the mind of someone. How many employees do you have?
25.
25, okay. I remember when this came up, the Wall Street Journal posed it to some of these guys, and I was a skeptic. I'm starting to see movement from guys like you and those are even with bigger companies. And that was, yes, unemployment rates are going to go down. We know that by doing all this stuff. It's all good. And that will result, though, in raising wages? Because the argument then was a lot of these people said, no, we see no need to raise wages. And I said, I think it takes a while for competition, because if this employer won't raise it, maybe somebody else will. And that's how this will work. But you propelled to do it on your own. How does that benefit you as the business owner then by doing that out of the blue? Why does it benefit you?
Partially, it is a defensive move because I agree with what you said. It's supply demand. I've got a good group of people working for me. And, you know, they're not dumb. They're going to see what the market is.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if I can preempt some of that by, sharing the wealth, so to speak, that's ultimately good for the company and good for the longevity of the employees.
Well, without a doubt. But, you know, I think there, you know, you called me and all that. I sense, too, an emotional. You're the type of guy where if you can do that because it's something you believe in, how it's working out and signature it, you know, you want to make the point, too, and put your money behind it. I think that's wonderful. That type of enlightened business sense, I think, does pay dividends in the long run. It's the right thing to do.
No, I absolutely agree with that. It is the right thing to do. And the hourly workers that we have, you know, aren't making a ton of money.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we pay better than others in the neighborhood. So, you know, we're already at the top of the scale, and, to go beyond that is good.
That's a tremendous story, Bruce. Thank you so much. Thanks for listening, and thanks for being available today.
Okay, Dom, thanks.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.